You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 32. Success is a series of small wins. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, and I want to kick off the show by saying a huge, most heartfelt thank you to all of you who have listened to the show, be this your first episode or you have listened to me from the get-go. Because this week I found out that the podcast This Woman Can has been ranked number 6 in the top 20 women's leadership podcasts on the web in 2019 by Feedform, and I am absolutely delighted. Now, the podcast is a labour of love. You know, as I talk to women about the challenges they've faced and overcome to be successful, plus I also give my viewpoints on various aspects each week. And even without the recognition, I genuinely enjoy the conversations I have, and I've made some really lasting connections. I see this as my way of networking for my little island paradise here in Antigua and the Caribbean. Now, if it delivers me the additional benefits, such as the ranking and also the recent keynote address opportunity, I landed in Trinidad because somebody, the organizer, had heard the show, then that's a real bonus. And I know it may not seem like it at times, but things are happening in the background to deliver your success. We can all find something that we're winning at. If we just take a few minutes to stop, be that getting the kids up out the bed and to school with no quarrels, delivering that report at work with time to spare, or even just taking 15 minutes of self-care for ourselves. They all add up. And when we're told as children to count our blessings, that really is a powerful activity because it's scientifically proven that the practice of recording or noting our progress helps appreciate our small wins, which in turn boosts our sense of confidence. And we can then leverage that competence and that confidence towards future and larger successes. And this is because any accomplishment, no matter how large, how small, activates reward circuitry of our brains, which in turn releases internal chemicals, which energize us and make us feel good, pushing us further towards the action we want to take that triggered the release in the first place. That got a bit scientifically there, but you know what I mean. So after you've listened to the show, I want you to take a few moments to look at what you're winning at right now. Don't discount anything, you know, have a real look at what it is that happened for you this week, that's gone well, that's happened today, that, you know, sometimes we take for granted, but to be honest, it's a success. My biggest wins, and I know I talked about having the award at the top of the show, but my biggest wins are when I'm able to help women just like you. And last weekend, I held a masterclass entitled How to Start Believing You're Worth Your Market Value. And this all stemmed from the work I've been doing about how you calculate your market worth and get the salary you deserve at work. And in the webinar, in the masterclass, it focused on women identifying the limiting beliefs that have been holding them back from commanding the salary that they discovered their worth but actually weren't asking for. And I must admit, I'm always, always perturbed by the number of women who admit that they never feel good enough or worthy enough to ask for the salary they deserve when they can factually demonstrate the experience and knowledge that's commensurate to the role they have or they're going for. When we challenge our limiting beliefs, we discover how we're allowing our fears to hold us back. And I had one participant share how she was scared of actually being financially successful because of how she felt people would question how she obtained her money. She had been raised to believe that wealthy, successful people, especially those that came from humble beginnings, must derive their money from ill-gotten gains. So, because how else would they explain their come up? Therefore, they and their money couldn't be any good. So she was really scared of being successful because she felt people would think ill of her and think that she'd gotten the money by nefarious means. Now, we worked on reframing the situation, challenging her beliefs mindset, highlighting the impact she could make by using the money to help those less fortunate. And that was a real turnaround for her. That was a real different way of her seeing seeing how she'd been holding herself back and how by just changing her mind frame, she could actually release herself from that limiting belief and actually go forward, be successful and be happy at being that. Now, if the scenario sounds familiar, that, you know, you've been holding yourself back by the things you've been telling yourself, that, you know, the unwritten rules that you don't, or the unspoken rules that you have in your head, but you don't share, but you know hold you back when you go to make that important step. Ask yourself a couple of key questions to move yourself forward, especially when it comes to being worthy enough. And worthy enough starts like, I can't, I'm not, I shouldn't, all the ways we stop ourselves negatively. The first question is, how do you know you're not good enough? And do you have tangible proof to support what you're telling yourself? The second thing I'd ask is, how are your limiting beliefs stopping you from applying for a role or going after something that you really love or deserve? And who would you be and what would you gain if you could let go of the belief that's been holding you back? What could you do right now to let go of what you've been telling yourself? And lastly, you owe it to yourself to believe in yourself and know you are worth it. That's not a question, that's a statement. But you really do owe it to yourself to believe in who you are and what you can bring and what you have that you can deliver in the future. Now, if you need some help, you can join me in my Confident Negotiate and Get Paid Your Worth in 6 weeks program. Head over to thiswomancan.coach for more details. It's an online program. You do it at your own pace. You get support from me. It's absolutely fantastic, even if I say so myself. And I really would love to have you join me. So that's all for this week. I'm basking in my glory. I'm taking those couple of wins I've had over the past couple of weeks. Don't you forget to look at your small wins and celebrate. Because remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next week, take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.